The biggest reason why your marriage failed with the narcissist is because this individual, the narcissist, never acted in ways a married person is supposed to act. They never thought they are married to you. They were never committed to you. They never believed that there are certain rules they are supposed to follow now. You came into their life as a commodity, as a source supply. They used and abused only to get fed up with later. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today in this episode, we are going to talk about the biggest reason why marriage with a narcissist fails. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to explore all of this in depth with me, please make sure to subscribe because your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Let's watch a small video clip together and make things easier to understand. The biggest reason why a narcissistic marriage fails is because a narcissist never accepts the fact that they are married to you. They never act married. They never behave married. They never think they are married. They always live a double life. Nobody is more single than a married narcissist. And when the issues arise, they show resistance. They do not accept the problems they are creating. They do not take responsibility. They do not do well with compromise. They're not okay with certain boundaries that married people have to follow. They go out and flirt. They go out and try to get as many sources of supply as possible without honoring the fact that they have to be loyal to you. In their mind, they have all the permission to do whatever they want to because that marriage was nothing but a... Let me reveal the truth about narcissistic marriages to you. Everything that a narcissist does is motivated by the value, what they are going to get out of the situation or the person. It is either the money, sex, your materialistic possessions, your achievements, your influence, how you are going to make them look in the society, probably you are seen as a trophy wife or husband, how you are going to contribute to their image and make them look better, and how they can vicariously live through you, which is why I say they never get to know you as a person. They never know who you are. They create a perception of yours in their head and see you as a commodity, and that is what they get married to. Narcissists are extremely disingenuous and deceitful. When they express their intent of wanting to get married to you, what they are not showing is their actual intention of planning to use you as a free cook, cleaner, maid, someone who goes out and earns, takes care of all the financial burdens, a full-time parent, a nanny, basically everything that they themselves can't be. This is not a professional or a business relationship where they can be held accountable or where they can be made to play the part they're supposed to play. In a marriage, they can escape all of that yet still reap the benefits. It's a great deal for them, which is the reason why some narcissists change the next day after getting married, because they don't have to put on a show anymore. They have you in their cage now. You won't be able to escape easily. If you were to think of escaping them, you will have to go through a tumultuous process we call getting divorced. And that, you know, comes with a lot of liabilities, a lot of financial burdens and emotional and psychological abuse. Unfortunately, it's not as easy as it should have been, and they know that. That is what they take advantage of. They become full-blown in expression of who they actually are, and that abusive side of such a person comes out fully. Once it does, they clearly show you they do not feel obligated towards respecting you as their partner. They do not believe in intimacy. Rather, they do not want to be intimate with you since you are seen as a commodity they can use and throw away. Since they see you as a trophy they can display to people and put on the shelf. They do not care about caring about you. They do not want to think about your needs because in their narcissistic, delusional, selfish, egocentric head, they think your needs or demands you are creating unnecessarily. They want you to become totally silent. They want you to lose your life as well as your voice. They want you to just melt into them and let them take the command of your life. Legally, on documents, you may be married to a narcissist, but emotionally, you're always divorced. Nobody is as single as a married narcissist. As a matter of fact, I have heard so many stories of men and women telling me how their spouse, who they were married to, the narcissistic spouse, would go out acting all single, sending cues to people as if welcoming all the attention they could get from them. Some of these survivors have mentioned the narcissistic spouse removing their marriage ring, putting it in the pocket, or claiming, oh, I lost it, and so on, showing how disrespectful they are towards you and how seriously they take. Let me read three comments to you that were left by some fellow survivors on the post that I did on this topic, a small post that I did on Instagram. One survivor says, mine rarely, if ever, wore his wedding ring. He claimed it hurt his finger. Second survivor says, mine lost his twice. If he didn't take it off and put it in his pocket, trying to hide the fact he was married, he wouldn't have lost it, was my thinking. Then he said, women go after men that are married, so it really doesn't matter if my ring is on or not. Sometimes I'm baffled by a narcissist's capacity to lie. How can somebody lie so much? It's not about white lies. These are serious issues and serious lies. How can they make up lies so quickly? It's like breathing to them, and it feels so natural. It feels so convincing. See, the first one that I read to you said the narcissist complained about the ring hurting his finger. So what can you say to that? Oh yeah, if it does, then I care for you. You don't have to wear it because I know it hurts you. But the real intention is, I want to cheat on you. I don't want these other sources of supply, other potential sources of supply to know I'm married. So I'll go out acting all single while you stay totally loyal to me. Let me read the third survivor's comment to you. OMG, same. My ex wore the wedding ring only during the 2 hours of that marriage ceremony, I guess. I never saw that ring after that. That is extremely painful. Have you experienced something like this with the narcissist in the context of your marriage? If yes, drop your experiences in the comments below. Also mention the things they have done and the things that truly broke your heart and you realized later were a part of their game and abuse. Who knows, you may end up helping a survivor who could be stuck in a situation like you were stuck in. So the crux of all of this is, a narcissist is never committed to their partner. What is needed for a relationship to flourish? What are the main ingredients? Commitment, respect, loyalty, trust, love. Love is not the only thing that you need. You need other things to make it work for long term. And none of those are present in such a destructive relationship. The narcissist was never committed to you. They were never loyal. They never intended to be. You cannot trust a pathological liar like that. And there was no love. In the name of love, there was deceit, manipulation, gaslighting, and betrayal upon betrayals. That is what you experienced, and that is the biggest reason why the marriage failed with the narcissist. I'm sure if you ever tried to confront a narcissist about your marriage falling apart, and if you ever wanted them to take responsibility, they would try to manipulate you and try to convince you that this is not happening. How so? They may say something along the lines of, well, I love you. If I didn't love you, why would I be here? And then if you would ask them, what does love mean to you? It means my physical presence. And that is the crazy connection, the false equivalency such destructive individuals create in their mind, and they self-gaslight. They think, just because I'm here, it doesn't matter what I'm doing to you. It doesn't matter how I'm hurting you. It doesn't matter how I'm cheating on you. It doesn't matter how disingenuous, disloyal, disconnected, unempathetic I am. I love you. My physical presence proves that. Well, that's not enough. You can get a cat or a dog or any other pet, and it's going to love you more, 1,000 times more than the narcissist. And they'll be there without speaking, without hurting you. So why get married? I mean, this is a question for the narcissist. This is what you need to understand. Today's topic was crucial to explore because many survivors blame themselves for the failure of their marriage with a narcissist. There's nothing that you should be ashamed of. You did not cause it. You did not make it happen. You do not need to take responsibility for something that was not your doing. It is not about abdicating responsibility. It's about taking responsibility for something that you did. However, you didn't do anything here. It was their nature. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.